Texas is declaring the Tren, what's the name of the gang? The Tren Den Aragon, or whatever their name is, as a terrorist group officially. It takes a governor to actually stand up for the people. Shout out to Governor Wheelchair down there in Texas. Make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm. Subscribe to the channel and turn on your notifications. Let's spend a few minutes on this and let's man out what he said at his press conference.
Maybe even a deadly threat facing both our state as well as our country. It's the recent entry and expansion.
The guy over on his left, my right, y'all right. He looked just like my security. He looked just like that, except he'd be having regular clothes on. And hold on, wait a minute. Why is that Texas Ranger and sheriff over all the way to the left? Why is he so much taller than the guy that's to his immediate left? Why is Texas County Ranger so tall that he ain't even in the scene no more? Be like, hey, dog, move me over to the next to the guy that's all the way. Put me all the way to the right. I'm not about to stand next to him on camera. Dude look like a giant. Oh, dog, not about to be standing next to me. Keep on flexing. Nope. I want to be all the way to the left. Y'all right on TV, my left. Put me all the way to the left. But yeah, my security look just like that guy. With the hat on. Yep.
Of the vicious Venezuelan gang known as Tren de Aragua, also known as TDA. Officials are concerned about what is going on with TDA. Its recent expansion and entry of this gang could destabilize public safety in the United States as well as in the state of Texas. For us, and law enforcement across the state, our top priority is the security and the safety.
Okay, who in the kitchen? Did y'all see somebody? Did y'all hear somebody in the kitchen still rumbling through stuff? Hey, put the coffee mug down. We're trying to have a press conference here.
Of our fellow Texans. This is a nonpartisan, bipartisan issue that everybody agrees upon, that we need to aggressively address.
Shout out to Juan Vargas.
This threatening challenge.
That's exactly how they were walking across the border. And anybody that's been rocking with me for an extended period of time, y'all know that we've been documenting this for well over 2 years. And as a result, they are now firmly entrenched in the American culture. What you got on? What you got on? Where you going? Huh? What's your Louis bag? What? Let me find out. Been making too many stops in the morning. Where to find my app at? Let me get back to the show. Let's get back to Governor Wheelchair. Thank you.
Maybe even a deadly threat facing both our state as well as our country.
Fast forward. Get back to
in law enforcement, South America to the U.S. That shows the current status of the flow and operation of TDA across South America, Central America, and now North America. TDA is notorious for their brutal violence and murder, and their kidnapping, extortion, bribery, and trafficking of drugs, weapons, and even humans. They've been linked to more than 100 law enforcement investigations across the country. They were involved in the brutal attack and assault upon New York Police Department law enforcement officers. Reports have also linked TDA to the murder of Lincoln Riley. Intelligence reports show TDA has been given the green light to shoot law enforcement officers in the United States.
TDA has been given the green light to shoot law enforcement officers inside of the United States of America. Isn't it funny that we've never heard Kamala Harris, or Biden for that matter, ever mention this gang? They never talk about illegal migrants entering into the country. They've never, not one time. Do you know that not one time have they ever mentioned Lincoln Riley's name? You know what it's going to take? I hate to say this. You know what it's going to take? Greg Abbott literally just said they've been given the green light. The green light to assault and fire off on police officers and people inside of the United States of America. See, nobody is tripping right now. You know how y'all don't care about the police? Nobody is tripping right now, now that it's happening to regular everyday people. Y'all can assault the police officers. Y'all don't trip about it. When they do it, then y'all gonna get outraged at it. Watch. God bless my police officers. I don't want nobody, nothing to happen in any state trooper, sheriff, police officer, anybody. I don't want nobody to ever be assaulted or hurt at all. But I'm telling you, mark my words, September 17th, 2024, if one of these police officers get hurt as a result of a migrant gang, then y'all gonna be outraged because it's similar to your family. You can talk stuff. You can get into a fight with your family. But if he get into a fight with your family, oh, it's war. It's all hell. Hell on earth. Hell on earth. I'm telling you. Watch. Watch. They already was beating up the police officers up there in New York. But if something tragic happens as a result of it, because they feel so empowered to do so, then they follow on behind y'all lead in order to continue to go off on these police officers. Watch. The only person that's got real balls is Greg Abbott. Greg Abbott and obviously somebody that's not even in power right now, Donald Trump, are the only people that got the balls to call it for what it is and say, hey, listen, it's people that's dying, it's people that's hurting, people getting stabbed up in Indiana, and y'all just left the borders open and nobody's going to be accountable for it? Good job, Greg, for making sure that you declare this as a terrorist organization.
In other countries infiltrated by TDA, history has shown they first flood the countries with military age Venezuelan men. Next, they begin to establish a base of operations. Finally, TDA begins a spree of violent and bloody criminal activity. We've now seen the beginnings of these operations in the state of Texas.
Shout out to Sub-Zero.
The second to last map that you see on your left-hand side are locations in the state of Texas where we have identified either known or suspected TDA activity in the state of Texas. Since 2021, more than 3,000 illegal immigrants from Venezuela have been arrested in Texas. And another more than 200 are wanted. There is currently no TDA database to be able to verify if these arrests are of TDA members or non-TDA members. So what the Texas Department of Public Safety is working on, as well as other law enforcement, they're working to create a database from scratch. They're doing that by watching for suspected TDA activity that matches the known methods of operation of confirmed TDA activity in other countries.
We can't even fix the gangs in our own country.
We will build that database by looking at common traits shared by TDA. You see on a chart right here some of those characteristics. They include tattoos, scars, marks, types of crime, methods of operation. Now, importantly, today, I'm announcing what Texas is doing to stop the spread of TDA in our state. I ordered the Texas Department of Public Safety to launch a statewide operation directly targeting TDA to deter and to disrupt their criminal operations in Texas.
Oh, no. Now, you know that these little soy boys and these little lefties, they're going to be upset at you. You know why? It's the same thing that I heard from last night. People are upset with the idea. People are upset with the idea that you would hold anybody accountable for fear of offending people. People are more concerned with being offended than they are on actually protecting your own people. Your life means nothing as long as people are not offended by it. I seen so many arguments last night where people was making an argument that they was more concerned about people getting offended at what they said than they was actually the crimes or anything. Like, oh, perfect, 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 perfect. Come here for a second. Actually, you know what? Stay right there. Just stay right there. Perfect. I'm glad that you're here. Let me let this play.
DPS is collaborating with federal and local law enforcement through the Texas Anti-Gang Centers. When I became governor of Texas, there was one anti-gang center to crack down on gang activity in our state. Today, there are now 9 anti-gang centers across the state in Dallas-Fort Worth, El Paso, Houston, Laredo, Lubbock, McAllen, San Antonio, Tyler, and Waco. You will see those locations on this map over here. Also, I signed laws that provide more than $100 million to support these anti-gang centers over just the next 2 years. But to more directly target TDA, I directed DPS to elevate TDA to a tier one gang, the worst of the worst, ensuring that DPS deploys the resources that are needed to corral this growing menace. Already, we're making arrests of suspected TDA members. For example, recently El Paso residents were concerned about criminal activity at the Gateway Hotel in El Paso. In the last few months, DPS special agents worked with the El Paso Police Department gang units to arrest criminal activity at and around El Paso's Gateway Hotel. More than 20 arrests were made, many of whom were suspected TDA members for charges that include human smuggling.
People don't care until it's at their doorstep. And now, the only reason that it's starting to become an issue, and thank God for Governor Greg Abbott, is because it's starting to appear at their doorstep. When you see these small communities, it's much easier to hide them in a larger communities that's not being highlighted. So because Chicago, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, and Denver had basically declared themselves as sanctuary cities, that's where all of the news cameras were, right? But what we don't know and what we really not taking into consideration is that Texas has been at the forefront for this for a long time, but they've been able to manage it a little bit more effectively because they had support from the Trump organization. They had support from the Obama organization. They largely, Trump modeled his deportation skills, even though he had so much pushback on continuing to support the border. Now, remember, these same people, when Kamala Harris was senator, they were denying him resources. Let's have that conversation. When Kamala Harris was a senator, she was amongst the people that were denying Trump resources to secure the border. I don't know why they don't bring that up inside of the debates. I don't know why they don't bring that up and people don't ask her that when they get her on their platforms. When she was a senator, she was amongst the people that was denying him resources from being able to secure the border. Then they want to talk about 2023. Oh my God, it's tied to this Homeland Security bill that also funds Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. Why can't we have more resources in order to secure the border? But they're starting to secure the border now, right? But they've already let over 10 million, more than any other time in my lifetime. They've let more people inside of this country over the last 3.5 years than any other time inside of my lifetime. So Trump was calling for it way in 2016, 17, 18, and 19 and saying, listen, we need to build a bigger wall. We need to have more resources at the border. This is coming. This wave is coming. Trump is almost looking like a prophet at this point because he's been warning people that this was going to happen. Y'all let it happen all of this time over the last 3.5 years at an exponentially higher level. Remember, Trump's deportation strategy was largely modeled after Obama, who they was calling him the deporter in chief, and he was the one that was being accused of having kids in cages. And so the same thing that they was trying to hold Trump accountable for or trying to blame him for is the thing that they then went away from, which was what Obama was doing and Biden was his vice president at the time, right? But again, people are not going to get it until you see it on your doorstep, and people don't even care about your freedom as long as they're not offended by it. I was, let me get off of this. Shout out to Greg Abbott. I'm going to read the super chat shortly. Let me ask you a question, Rita. I'm about to turn your mic on. Mm-hmm. Talk to me real quick.
Hello.
Okay. I think they can hear you well. I was telling them a story about Little Caesars Arena last night on the show.
Okay.
When you went to the Usher concert, with my brother's wives, what did you experience? Tell them what you experienced. I set this mic up just so you can tell them what you experienced.
Okay, so I went to the restroom. You know, it's always a line outside of the women's bathroom. So, you know, I saw the sign that said women's. I saw women standing out there lined up, so I got in line. So as I got closer to the inside of the bathroom, on the right side of the wall, it was lined in urinals. So I'm like, wait a second. I mean, I see other women in the bathroom, but when I saw the urinals, I like kind of panicked a little bit because I'm like, wait, am I in the right space? So I stepped back. I looked at the sign, you know, like, okay, this is the women. So I tapped a girl in front of me. I'm like, hey, are we in the right bathroom? And she was like, right. You know, I was thinking the same thing. And the lady behind me, she was like, they getting out of control with this S. So yeah, so the women's bathroom. One side of the, so when you walk in, it's open. And then one side is, you know, the stalls with the toilets and the doors. And then the other side is urinals. And if I had to count, I would say it probably was about maybe 10 or 12 urinals.
So they put 10 or 12 urinals, 10 or 12 urinals inside of the women's bathroom.
Yes. And I don't know if it's in all of them because I only went to the bathroom that one time. So I only saw that one specific bathroom.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you. Go ahead and cut that mic off real quick so you can get back to focusing on what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?